Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Gay civil rights campaigners are to protest outside a so-called Gay Cure conference in Northern Ireland this weekend. Pink News reports that religious group Core Issues is holding a conference featuring Mario Bergner, a preacher who claims to have been turned away from homosexuality by God. The Chicago-based Bergner claims that he can cure gays of homosexuality and that Jesus saved him when he was in the hospital with symptoms of AIDS at the age of 23. He said that after choosing Jesus, he tested negative for HIV and is now married to a woman. The conference will be held at Ballynahinch Baptist Church in County Down starting this Friday. According to its brochure, it will include worship, discussions, and prayer readings. A protest has been organized by the Stop Conversion Therapy Task Force, or SCOT, and Queer Youth Network on Friday evening. Gay journalist Patrick Strudwick, who set up SCOT after going undercover to interview ex-gay therapists, told Pink News that he hoped 200 people would turn up for the protest. Rather than criticizing the therapists, he said the aim was to tell gay visitors to the conference that they do not need to try to change their sexual orientation. Strudwick says it will be a peaceful, non-confrontative protest. It is aimed at gay people who are there for treatment to tell them that there are other ways and that they don't have to change. We also want to bring awareness to the hate-fueled, money-making agenda of these deeply homophobic, self-hating conversion therapists. They are fascistic fundamentalists who ruin lives and make money while doing so. We bring love. They offer hate. The premise of gay conversion therapy is that gay people can be turned straight and that homosexuality is often caused by a lack of a father figure or sexual abuse as a child. In some cases, the British National Health Service pays for the treatment. Critics say it does not work and can lead to severe mental health problems. Research published last year found 1 in 6 British therapists and psychiatrists had tried to turn a gay person straight. Last April, more than 100 people protested outside a Gay Cure conference in London. That event, organized by religious group Anglican Mainstream and CARE, was billed as having a special focus on how religious professionals and friends or relatives can respond biblically and pastorally to those struggling with unwanted same-sex attraction. At budurl.com/outfront and baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.